Head coach Gary Kubiak is looking for his 300th all-time win in the NFL as a player, assistant, and head coach. Hello, this is the BTV Preview. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Andrew Mason and Mace. Kubiak will be looking for that win against one team that he knows really well, the Raiders. Where do you think the rivalry is today compared to where it has been in the past?
Well, nationally, it's not where it was in terms of prominence. It's not where Bears-Packers is or even Washington and Dallas. But it is still a rivalry. It still means something to the teams. It means a lot to the fan bases. And to go touch on the teams in particular, Antonio Smith, defensive end, he was a Raider last year. And I asked him on Wednesday about how the rivalry was perceived in that locker room, and he mentioned that basically in Oakland, there was a lot of frustration in the fact that they felt like they were picked on a little bit by the Broncos over the years, that almost they were being looked down upon. And certainly I don't think that's the case, but that's the perception in that locker room. There's a chip on the Raiders' shoulder. So even though the rivalry isn't what it is nationally, it's still something that's going to burn white hot in the locker rooms, and we know it's going to burn white hot in the Raiders' locker room between the fact they've lost 7 in a row, mostly by blowout, and because Jack Del Rio's coaching there, and certainly he wants to show something to the Broncos. So I think it's going to be a pretty intense game on Sunday.
Yeah, it certainly means something for the fan bases there. Anytime the Broncos head to the black hole, the fans get riled up there. And like you mentioned, it needs to be competitive for the rivalry to get back to where it was before. And the Raiders are certainly taking a step in that direction.
Yeah, you look at the pieces on this roster. There's a lot of talent there. The last couple of drafts in particular, the 2014 draft, they got Derek Carr, who's improving by leaps and bounds at quarterback. They've got Khalil Mack on the defensive side, and he's just a holy terror. There's a lot of Von Miller in Khalil Mack and the way he plays, you know. And then this year they drafted Amari Cooper out of Alabama, and boy, the way he runs his routes, the way he gets open, he looks like a 10-year veteran, not a rookie. Rookies aren't supposed to have the precision at wide receiver down the way Amari Cooper does. Michael Crabtree on the other side is able to make some plays as well. And then, you know, Khalil Mack's got a good compliment in Alden Smith, who they brought in after his issues in the offseason. But, you know, they've got a good set of bookend edge rushers, good wide receivers. Latavius Murray can do things at running back. And, of course, Derek Carr. There's a lot of good pieces. It's a pretty talented team.
Yeah, it could be much closer than we've seen the past few times the Broncos have headed to Oakland. Make sure to keep it on DenverBroncos.com for the BTV Live pregame show. You'll be joined again by Mace and me, and maybe we'll wear the same thing again, huh, Mace?
Yeah, we're gonna coordinate, you know, although I don't know that we have the same suit, so we can get the same tie color.
Exactly. It should be a good one. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.